Fat Yama.
Yeah, honey?
Can you tell me the difference in Uncle Sam, a rooster, and an old maid?
Sure, man. Uncle Sam say Yankee-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
A rooster say cocky-doodle-doo.
Uh-huh.
And the old maid say any old doodle-doo.
Yeah, you got it.
Just a melody, home and harmony, music that will cheer when you're lonely.
Say, neighbors, time to get comfortable in your easiest of easy chairs and join us for Southland Echoes, a quarter hour of fun and music with your favorite stars, the Homeland Harmony Quartet, the Jones Sisters, and Jam Up and Honey. Brought to you by the makers of that friendly laxative Black Draught and Carduy for Women.
Listen while we sing, happy the trees let us bring, by singing home and harmony.
The quartet's feeling mighty good today because they're living on the sunny side.
Far from the shades of sadness I am living today.
I'm happy.
Looking above
to heaven.
Trusting in love.
I've given
soon in the land of gladness I am going to stay.
I'm happy.
So I'm daily living on the sunny side.
Living sunny on side,
sunny side,
in love shall abide.
Shall
I be living near
our
result of here?
Here all
the human now can find.
I can find storms
and beat in vain. Safe in him shall remain.
Trusting in his love, seeking all above, living on the beautiful sunny side. Looking above
to heaven,
trusting in love,
I'm giving
said I will live forever in that glad land of song.
I'm happy,
so I'm daily living on the sunny side.
Living on the sunny side, in love shall abide.
He
living near
the result
of fear, all the human now can find. So the rhyme be in vain. Save the name shall be made.
Our name, trusting in his love, seeking all above, living on the beautiful sunny side.
You know, friends, the mechanism of a clock is composed of a good many parts. Now, just any one of those parts taken by itself wouldn't mean very much. But when they all work together, you get dependable performance. And that's the way it is with Black Draught, the friendly laxative, or Black Draft, as some people call it. It's true the active ingredient of Black Draught is senna, famed throughout history for its laxative qualities. But there are other botanical substances in Black Draught in addition to senna. And because all of these ingredients work together as a team, Black Draught has been a bestseller with four generations. Take any one of Black Draught's ingredients and put it into another product by itself, and you couldn't expect Black Draught's results. Besides, it's so economical. Actually costs a penny or less a dose. So next time you're feeling sluggish and off color, due simply to the need of a laxative, try Black Draught. For children, there's pleasant-tasting syrup of Black Draught. Whether you say Black Draught or Black Draught, in time of need, it's a friend indeed. And now let's laugh a while with Jam Up and Honey.
Now, look here, Jammer, how come it? Son, has you got the hiccups there?
No, man, I wasn't hiccuping. That was a sigh I was heaving.
Oh, you were. How come you sighing?
Oh, man, I'm in love. And when a man in love, he always heave a sigh. Just like
yes.
When a man seasick, he liable to heave an ankle or anything else that he might have done
here. Now, you wait a minute here. Don't you know that you ought not to never compare love and seasickness?
Same thing.
No, it ain't neither. Love is a tender passion. When a man's in love, he's ready to make many sacrifices. In fact, he is ready to give up everything.
Yeah, and when a man's seasick, he's ready to give up everything.
Oh, never mind that business. Now, tell me some more about this here girl you's in love with.
Now, which one is that?
Which one? You mean you got more than one?
Oh, yeah, I've been engaged three times, honey.
Three times?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
My first sweetheart was an undertaker's daughter,
uh-uh.
But her manner was so grave that I was afraid I might get a coughing spell. And besides, I'm strictly temperance, so I didn't want to end up on a beer.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And my second love, that was a carpenter's daughter.
Oh, carpenter's
and on
daughter.
The level, she was the plain type, and I was always bored in her presence,
yeah.
Which, of course, didn't augur well.
Oh.
And my next love was a grocery man's daughter.
Grocer store man.
Yeah, she was the flower of the family and as sweet as sugar. Although she had plenty of sand, she looked exactly like her pappy, but was a great butter in.
Butter in.
Yeah. I used to call her honey, but one day she accused me of having molasses than her, so she called me bad egg.
Bad egg.
Yeah, my money was all gone by this time, and she began getting cool towards me, and I asked her why I didn't strike her anymore, and she answered me that it was very disagreeable to have a bad egg strike you when it's broke. Now, let me get my breath just a minute, and I'm going to get the Jones sisters up here to sing to us about that mud house called My Adobe Hacienda.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. Starts to fill the air in my adobe hacienda. Harmony is everywhere.
Miss Martha Johnson, the ladies are waiting for your visit.
Dear friends, this is Martha Johnson. I want you to listen to this interesting conversation.
Mary, I've found the solution to our problem of the best way to explain matters to our daughters.
I know exactly what you're going to say, Sarah. I've already sent for my copy of Martha Johnson's new book entitled Hints for Women.
Yes, ladies, thousands of mothers are sending for my book, Hints for Women, because they've heard about the sound advice it gives for teenagers. It tells all about the Carduy plan and explains how Carduy's two-way help may make life easier for women and girls at certain times and under certain conditions. In addition, Hints for Women contains much information about the proper diet and hygiene for women of all ages and expectant mothers. This book won't cost you a nickel. You can have it with the compliments of Carduy. Just print your name and address on a postcard and mail it to Martha Johnson, care of this station. And remember, never accept a substitute for Carduy.
And now then, let's get the Jones sisters back up here to do that fine old-time tune, them Echoes from the Hill.
I'm a long way from home and the Blue Mountain Dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hills and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong, I recall my mammy saying, honey, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Sometimes I wonder why I have to roam, and somehow my thoughts are traveling way back home. I miss the hills, the old folks, my little sister Lou. I wonder if they miss me too.
I'm a long way from home and the Blue Mountain Dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hills and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong, I recall my mammy saying, honey, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Say, honey, what you call all yourself doing back here, son?
Oh, I'm cooking up a little something to eat. Boy, you didn't even know what I could cook, did you?
I sure didn't, fat folks. Can you cook?
Yeah, what is you, man? You sure right there, little man. When you looks at me, Jammer, you was looking at a man that really sure enough cooks on the front burner.
Any chance for you to cook on the front burner, big boy?
How come? How come?
Cause, big shorty, you sits entirely too far back on the stove.
Now, wait a minute. Don't come give me all that back talk. Look
here. I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try one of these here fine sweet rolls that I just made up. Look at that. Ain't that nice? Look at it. Got raisins all over the top of it.
Yeah, the sweet rolls looks pretty good, all right, but I don't believe I'll eat none of them, honey.
How come you don't want none of my sweet rolls? I just told you that I made them and got raisins all over the top of them.
Well, that's just the trouble.
What's that?
I just eat a couple of them raisins walking around.
You know, parents, sometimes the solution to many of our problems is so simple. Take this one, for example.
Sally, I need some advice on how to get my children to take a laxative. I've tried every trick I know.
I went through the same thing until one day I tried syrup of black draught.
Yes, many parents have found syrup of black draught to be the answer to the child laxative problem. One reason for this is syrup of black draught's spicy, pleasant taste, which your child will probably like. But even more important is the fact that syrup of black draught has been made with the needs of children in mind. That's why it is usually so gentle and dependable when directions are followed. That's also why it has won the approval of thousands of parents for a great many years. Syrup of black draught is made by the same reliable company that makes friendly old black draught, the laxative you have known for so long. Get a bottle of syrup of black draught for your child today. And now here's the quartet singing After the Sunrise.
Around us while treading life's road, troubles confound us, make heavy our load. Fetters that bound us, no longer we go. After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven, all will be glory. Singing the story, after the sunrise, how happy we'll be. Angels are waiting to carry the news. Why stand debating, why longer refuse? See, so you're hating, be changing your views. After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven, all will be glory. Singing a story, after the sunrise, how happy we'll be. Shadows will vanish when morning shall come. Love light will vanish and vapor lights gone. Even the planets together will hum. After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
We know after the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven, all will be glory. Singing the story, after the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
We know after the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven, all will be glory. Singing the story, after the sunrise, how happy.